Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Happy to have you with us on a Saturday morning. It's Pregame Daily with Kevin and Chris. Braves coming off a loss in game one against the Padres last night, Chris, in a rare night where the bullpen just didn't have it. Your strength of your team, they showed they're human. They're going to have nights like that here and there. Tough seventh inning for Will Smith, Darren O'Day in the ninth, giving up some big add-on runs. And unfortunately, you dropped game one to a really good Padres team last night. Hopefully, you can bounce back with Charlie Morton coming up later on this afternoon.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about the matchup. But last night, so truth be told, I'm a little bit under the weather, missed the game. I saw Dansby's home run. I fell asleep. I rolled over at about 1:45. I know the game didn't go that long. I think it was about 3:45 for total. Yeah. But I saw the final score, and I said, maybe I'm in a medicated-induced stage. Maybe I didn't read 11-6. I woke up this morning, got into work, and then I saw the highlights, and I realized, wow, it turned into a bad few innings for the Braves at the back end of that game. I know it's interesting as well because I don't know how many people got a chance to watch it on Apple TV. If you weren't in the building, if you don't have Apple, if you didn't figure it out in time, it was one of those games where you go, oh, okay, not bad. Ben was so excited with the Dansby home run. Yeah. And then really from that moment on, nothing went well for the Braves.
Yeah, it was a big one, too. And three-run homer put the Braves in front. Unfortunately, San Diego comes back and scores seven runs in the final three innings in a game that Max Fried pitched well. I think that you look at – there was a lot of bad swing and misses last night. He pitched, I think, better than his final line would indicate, and he kept you in a ballgame. And this is a good Padres team, top to bottom. They've got a deep lineup. Even without Fernando Tatis Jr., you've got Hosmer, you've got Machado, you've got now Robinson Cano, who they signed yesterday on a minor league deal, who's in the building and could be available for this series. So, look, it's a really good lineup, and it better be, let's be honest, if they want to try to compete with the Dodgers and the Giants out west.
Well, they actually moved into second place with the win last night, but San Francisco's won six in a row on top of that. So it's the Dodgers, Padres, Giants. The Padres now sit, really, it's a dead heat with Los Angeles. San Francisco's a half game back with that six-game winning streak. I think the six-game winning streak is the longest in baseball this side of Houston, who've now won 11 in a row. Hey, you hear the number on the Astros in their 11 wins?
I did not.
They've given up 12 runs in their 11 wins.
Whew.
That's a .91 ERA from the entirety of the staff. The 10 wins in a row where you gave up less than a dozen had never happened in baseball. Now they go one more game, and it's 11 wins, 12 runs. And what's crazy about them is winning 11 in a row, they're only a half game up on the Angels because the Angels are 22-12, and the Astros at 11-11 turned it on to go to 22-11. The only reason I bring it up is we're talking about home runs. The Mets thought they hit a couple of balls hard last night, Pete Alonso, McNeil, and Buck Showalter was asked about it afterwards. And he said, look, we're all sort of, I think, playing with the same baseballs. He didn't want to get into it. But every time that you say, well, we might have got robbed of one, somebody else in baseball is either hitting a home run or keeping the ball in the park and winning games 2-1. The Mets lost 2-1 last night. So whether it's all equal or fair, at the end of the night, you are what you are. You win the game or you lose the game. But it was just interesting to talk about how in an 11-game winning streak, the way you're doing it is by giving up only 12 runs. In the baseball that we've talked about for the last few years, that seems impossible.
Yeah, it really does. You give up 12 runs in 11 games, you're going to win almost all of them, and that's exactly what's happened there in Houston. That's a really, really stout number, and not obviously sustainable for an extended period of time, but they're certainly getting the job done right now. We know that Ronald Acuna was not in the lineup yesterday, Chris. Not really a big surprise for me when you saw him come out the other night dealing with the groin injury. He did say he expects to be in there tonight. Snit said they'll see where he is when he gets to the ballpark. But seeing Ronald briefly yesterday, good news that he said he expects to play tonight.
Yeah, it's the extra day off. We err on the side of caution. I get nervous. I'm glad the team didn't say anything. The player's saying something. I don't know if he has to convince Snit tonight. I don't know if there's a workout pregame that he has to go through to convince him. But I do think it was more upbeat than the infamous, oh, he'll only miss a couple of games, and 8 days later you're going, what the hell just happened? Where is he?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it's that. It did seem a little bit more cautionary last night that he wasn't in. Contreras hits the home run along with Dansby Swanson. Travis DeMeritt, for the first time in his career, on base five times in a baseball game. So, you know, it's a loss. It's a Friday night loss. The Mets do lose as well, so you don't lose any ground. Philadelphia does win, as we said. But it was one of those nights when good individual things seemed to be happening. The collective in those last three innings, though, just gave that game away. And it was, you're right, the bullpen, which has been really good, just didn't have it last night. It was a Friday night. That game got away pretty quickly.
It did, and you had a sellout crowd. Unfortunately, they went home a little disappointed on a Friday night here at Truist Park. Game two tonight as Charlie Morton takes on Sean Manaea. Actually, it's this afternoon, 4:05 Eastern is your first pitch. Charlie trying to build off five scoreless innings his last go-round. He looked a lot better. Now, again, for Charlie, it's baby steps, I think, from what happened in the first month of the season. But five scoreless, his last start against Milwaukee, that's certainly something he can build on moving forward.
But, as you said, Myers, Machado, Hosmer, I don't know, Cano. Yeah, you're right. And they kept him out of the game last night. I'd imagine Cano's going to get a couple of at-bats at some point this weekend. They're going without Bob Melvin. In case you don't know, Bob Melvin had some prostate surgery. They do expect him back, but not really for this weekend. So they're going with the interim manager right now, who had said last night he thought about trying to get Cano an at-bat, but it's been a long day, been a long couple of days, so they held him off. We'll find out if Cano does see the field at some point tonight or if he has a bat in his hand over the next couple of days. They believe he might have a little bit of something left. I'm not so sure, but it's a low-risk possible upside reward.
Mm-hmm.
We knew he was going to be picked up by somebody. We just didn't know really who it was going to be. There was no reason, if you're not a contender, to bring him on. A contender does, and we'll find out if Robinson Cano has a little bit more baseball left in him. But the good news for a team that picks up that type of deal is if it doesn't work out, it's very easy to say, congratulations, great career, but it's not going to be extended over here. We'll see if there's anything that happens with him. Sean Manaea is a guy that San Diego's very high on. I think he's 2-3 coming into this game. It has not been lights out for him, but he's been fine. Look, at the end of the day, the ERA and his ability on the mound has certainly been there. They think now in San Diego he could be the back end of that three-man rotation that could do big-time things for them in a division that's going to be tough. So Kevin and I will do that. We'll talk about this game tomorrow, Braves Daily Podcast. Want to thank Hooters for being a part of this. You get an opportunity today at 4:05 if you're out and about, if you want to stop into the Hooters. You can watch some baseball, NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs going on, of course, majors in golf and all the golf, plus UFC. If they're playing it, Hooters is showing it. Just ask a server, ask a bartender. They'll put it on one of their big TVs, big, fancy, new, high-definition TVs. You'll have an opportunity to watch. I'm curious, probably like you, Kevin, to have a few people tell me what they thought of the Apple TV. I don't think the Braves are scheduled to have another one of these, are they?
I don't think so, no. I think they're trying to spread it around so most of the 30 teams can get the exposure on it. So it's not, so it won't be a recurring thing, at least as far as I understand.
Yeah, I'll give you my thoughts on it when you and I get together at some point today or this weekend. It was interesting in some degrees. But again, baseball, if they're gonna cut a check, baseball wants to be in bed with you, and no doubt about it, that has happened now with Apple. And both commissioners, both the NFL and Major League Baseball, say the more people that we can get involved in our product, the better off we'll be, especially the tech people. Well, Apple is certainly that. We'll find out how it goes beyond this year. All right, Kevin and I will be back tomorrow. We'll talk about breakfast with the Braves. We'll do that early. And remember, 11:35 first pitch tomorrow?
Yeah, before I was told the other day that the ballpark, this will be the earliest major league game ever played in the city of Atlanta.
Okay.
I'm not sure how true that is, but I can't imagine many more starting before noon.
Yeah, waffles and Braves. So you have an opportunity to do it. If you go to church a little bit earlier, you'll have an opportunity to watch the Braves tomorrow morning as well. Kevin and I will be back tomorrow with the Braves Daily Podcast.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.